This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Donald Trump is draining the pharma swamp. Yeah, this morning, what is today? January 11, 2017. This morning, Donald Trump held an impromptu, well, I guess a scheduled press conference, but he had an impromptu comment about Big Pharma. And I was listening and I took notes, and here's what he said. It's astonishing, and he's finally going to break the back of the criminal monopolies or the cartel type of activities of the drug industry. They're really drug cartels operating as corporations inside the United States. Donald Trump said that he's going to stop the monopolistic pricing, where the U.S. government pays crazy high retail prices to the drug companies for all of their drugs that are used for veterans care and Medicare, and also federal health care plans, you know, for federal employees and retirees and benefits and so on. In other words, well, I did a little research on this and I found out $324.6 billion a year. Okay, that's a third of $1 trillion a year is spent by the federal government on pharmaceuticals. And these are all overpriced pharmaceuticals. Most of them don't work. Most of them are based on clear scientific fraud. The FDA has been running a fraudulent criminal monopoly with the drug cartels for decades under former President Bush and former President Clinton and former, well, soon to be former President Obama as well. It's all been a giant fraud, a giant cartel. And it's been pushed by all these lobbyists. And pharma has more lobbyists in Washington than I think any other industry, perhaps second only to the weapons industry. So, but they're right up there. More lobbyists than you can even imagine. There's like multiple lobbyists for every lawmaker. You know, pharma spends probably over $1 billion a year just on lobbyists. That's just a guess. And it's a huge return because, again, they're getting $300 billion a year in sales to the federal government with no negotiation, no discounts, no competitive bidding. So Donald Trump is really making good on his promise to drain the swamp, and he's going to drain the pharma swamp. And if we get competitive bidding, that is, we let the free marketplace actually function like it's supposed to, then we have drug companies bidding against drug companies to have lower prices so that the drugs that the government is buying are a far better value. Now, they can go a whole lot lower than they're currently going. I'm not talking about just 20% off or 50% off. Many of these drugs could actually be sold at 90% lower prices than what they're currently being sold for. Many drugs, we've actually done the math on this, certain drugs like antidepressants. If you look at the cost of the raw ingredients versus the price that they're being sold for, some of them are literally, this is not a typo, they're literally over a 60,000% markup. When you talk about price gouging and monopolistic cartel behavior, this is it. The drug industry is the biggest monopoly cartel, heavily protectionistic, almost RICO Act racketeering type of activity. Actually, frankly, it is. I hope Trump investigates Big Pharma under RICO Act provisions, but that's another story. The markup is so insane and it's so grotesque, and it's what's draining your wallet and taxpayer money, and it's bankrupting the federal government, which is now spending almost one out of every $4 of GDP on healthcare expenditures, which should really be called sick care, of course. But it's also bankrupting corporations, it's bankrupting cities and states and small businesses and families everywhere. And of course, healthcare coverage has skyrocketed under Obamacare because that was all a big fraud and a giant lie as well, except for those few million people who are getting subsidized, you know, taxpayer-funded healthcare coverage. That number might be between 13 and 20 million people. But for everybody else, it is way more expensive. Some families are paying $20,000 a year for a relatively crappy plan that doesn't even really cover much. And the deductibles are crazy high as well. And people are going broke everywhere. And cities are going broke. And states are going broke. And the whole country will go broke. And if Hillary Clinton had become president, she would have just continued that status quo because she got millions of dollars in campaign donations from the corrupt drug companies. And by the way, Rush Limbaugh is in the pocket of the drug companies too. He's one of their best customers. He probably takes more pharmaceuticals than, you know, any other radio host. And he's always defending Big Pharma and wondering why we say they're evil. They're evil because it's a monopoly racket. It's the opposite of a free market. It's the opposite of medical choice. It is an FDA-enforced monopoly and a ripoff of the American consumers. And finally, we have a president about to take office who sees this and is no longer willing to play along with the racket anymore. And Donald Trump knows how to get better deals on things. That's what he's done in building his buildings. That's what he's done on getting competitive bids for steel, for construction workers, for everything that's involved in his businesses. He knows how to get better deals. And that's what he's going to do at the federal government level. We're now already starting to see the evidence of that. Again, over $324 billion a year is being spent by the federal government on prescription drugs. That's a ripoff. The actual, what it should really cost is probably only $30 billion. Figure one-tenth of that is the reasonable cost. 90% of it is just profiteering, payouts for bribes from lobbyists to lawmakers, and it crosses all the parties, you know, Republicans and Democrats. Most of them are all completely corrupt, and they're all taking money from the drug companies, and it's just an incestuous corruption system of fraud and deception all throughout Washington, D.C. Thank God we got Trump elected. Thank you for voting for him, if you did. And thank God we're now starting to see him going after Big Pharma. And this is something that, again, would never have happened under Hillary Clinton, but it's now happening under Donald Trump. Now, stay tuned on all of this. The website you want to go to for this is trump.news. That's one of my websites, and it's updated now twice a day. We've made some major upgrades to our content system. We're also upgrading our writing staff. We're in a massive expansion mode, basically, thanks to Donald Trump's victory. And hopefully soon we'll be able to provide actually affordable healthcare coverage to all of our employees, which we haven't been able to do under Obama and Obamacare and the total insanity that is the lying, deceptive system of the Affordable Care Act that no one can afford except those who are getting subsidized. So we got a lot of expansion going on. Check out trump.news. And if you want to see the most censored news headlines of the day, go to censored.news. That's the new website. It's mobile friendly. There are no ads on it whatsoever. No Google tracking code, anything like that. Censored.news brings you all the near real-time censored news headlines from Breitbart, Natural News, Zero Hedge, Activist Post, InfoWars, Daily Sheeple, and a bunch of other websites that are typically heavily, heavily censored through Facebook and so on. So spread the word, folks. This is a victory that is now in the making. We're going to drain the pharma swamp in Washington. And even better, I just heard Rand Paul talking to Sean Hannity in an interview, and Rand Paul said that the replacement for Obamacare should allow Americans to be able to spend health savings account money on dietary supplements. If that goes through, you might be able to buy astaxanthin and vitamin D and vitamin C using non-taxed money that you earn. That would be huge. So we'll do some more work on that, see if we can get that made into law. You know, finally, we can start investing in prevention rather than making all the drug companies rich off of chemotherapy and suffering and death. You know, finally, it's about time something started to change in Washington. And Donald Trump is spearheading that change. Thanks. Thanks. I don't know if you heard that in the background. I had a rooster just crowing when I said that. I guess this rooster is a Trump supporter, too. Take care. I'll talk to you later. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, at HealthRangerReport.com. If you'd like to help support this video and other videos like this, visit HealthRangerStore.com, where everything we sell is laboratory tested for heavy metals and more. You'll find superfoods, storable survival foods, nutritional supplements, and a full line of synthetic chemical-free body soaps, shampoos, and oral care products. Everything we sell is non-GMO, and it's all completely free of chemical sweeteners, artificial colors, hydrogenated oils, and other toxic ingredients that you want to avoid. Find all this and much more at healthrangerstore.com.